Chinese ambassador tries to give Australia a tax lesson. Commentary. It is consoling to learn that the Chinese ambassador to Australia is concerned about how we spend our taxes. What, I wondered, could he impart to us about the expenditure of taxes by the Chinese authorities? Perhaps we could be building dozens of coal-fired power stations, as the Chinese Communist Party is doing? Perhaps a massive expansion of our navy, as the People's Liberation Army is undertaking. Are we perhaps threatening military exercises around one of our neighbors, such as the Solomon Islands? Perhaps there are things we need not bother spending taxes on, such as legal aid, as China has a 99% conviction rate, or pesky human rights bodies if you can ignore human rights. And who needs trade unions? But wait a minute, I thought. What Australian expenditure had actually worried the ambassador? China's ambassador to Australia, Xiao Qian, has denounced the AUKUS nuclear-powered submarine plan as an unnecessary consumption of the hard-working Australian taxpayers' money, according to a report in The Guardian. Xiao said the multi-decade defense plan would consume tremendous amounts of money which could be used for other purposes like infrastructure, like reducing the cost of living and giving the Australian people a better future. Why was he worried about this expenditure? Is it because the submarines will provide an added deterrence to the CCP's aggressive behavior towards nations that insist on the international rule of law and uninterrupted transit of international skies and waters? Or is it because he believes Australia should deploy nuclear missiles on its nuclear-powered submarines just like China? It is undoubtedly the former reason. When the G7 leaders meeting in Japan issued a statement in which they strongly opposed any unilateral attempts to change the status quo by force, reaffirmed the importance of peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, and called for peaceful resolution of cross-straits issues, the CCP objected. The Chinese Foreign Ministry summoned the Japanese ambassador over the references made in the statement following the meeting in Hiroshima. Japan, it claimed, was colluding with other nations in smearing and attacking China. Japan's embassy in Beijing returned the comments, stating that it shared the concerns expressed in the statement unless the CCP changed its behavior. The Japanese had good reason to maintain their stance. While the G7 meeting was underway, a CCP Coast Guard boat entered Japanese territorial waters, attempting to disrupt the peaceful operations of the Japanese fishing fleet. The Chinese vessel remained in Japanese waters until forced out by the Japanese Coast Guard. These activities are not confined to aggression in Japanese waters. Chinese vessels have undertaken similar aggressive operations against the Philippines in the South China Sea. Not a very qualified tax instructor. While the CCP is hypersensitive to observations that call out its aggressive behavior, it continues to comment on the affairs of other nations. In an extremely rare event, the CCP muzzled one of the fiercest wolf warriors for the regime, refuting his comments and deleting them from social media recently. The Chinese ambassador to France, Liu Xie, said in an interview on French television that former Soviet Union countries don't have actual status in international law because there is no international agreement to materialize their sovereign status. Following outrage across Europe, the transcript of Liu's comments on WeChat was deleted. The Baltic states, in particular, concluded that China has no role as a mediator in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Asked about Liu's comments, China's foreign ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said Beijing respects the sovereignty of all former republics of the Soviet Union, which was dissolved in 1991. The embassy was forced to reject Liu's remarks, saying they were just an expression of personal points of view. Liu was the one who had said previously that ideas about independence had brainwashed Taiwanese people, and that they can become patriots after being re-educated. Many in the world are asking how China will use this growing influence, the German foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, said recently. I have to say frankly, I wonder why the Chinese position has so far not included a call upon the aggressor Russia to stop the war. On the contrary, Xi Jinping's defense minister Li Shangfu described Putin's invasion of Ukraine as Putin's contribution to the promotion of world peace during his visit to Moscow. When called out about its behavior, the CCP reacts with its usual blustering hostility. "I don't think Australia will be taking advice from the ambassador about how to spend its taxes,"